Hello, funky listeners, and welcome to a special episode of Funk Radio. It's special in that it's the same as every other episode we've done.
It's special because we are special.
Exactly. You're all special. This is your host, Kyle.
And this is your host, Peter. The specialist host of all.
You are not a special snowflake, Peter.
That's okay.
So yeah, we thought we'd do a semi-timely episode for once since we, a couple weeks ago, that Marvel movie, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, or Volume 2, whatever, came out in theaters, and both of us happened to have seen it, and it has a decent soundtrack. Plus, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Peter, we did do a review of the first one.
Yeah, I was actually just looking that up as you...
I don't know what episode that was.
That was episode 92, and I'm pretty sure that was old.
Yeah. Yeah, the first one came out.
Well, I guess, when did the first movie come out? I guess we did it right after that.
I think 2013, maybe? 2014? I don't know. I think, no, it had to be 2014.
August 2014, looks like.
Okay. Wow, so yeah, the second one came out pretty soon afterwards. I mean, 3 years. In the Marvel universe, that's like an eternity since they have like three movies a year at this point. But that's not that long. That's something else that I could ramble on for hours, is how movie sequels not only are becoming more prevalent, it seems like the time between the originals and the sequels is becoming like less and less now. But that's another story, I guess.
Actually, on that note, we should probably just explain to the listeners really quick. I mean, we'll probably review the movie a bit just conversationally, but since this is a music podcast, I think our focus is going to be more on
the movie,
the soundtrack
music
aspect,
yeah,
of the film.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, for even the first one, and this one not as much, but the first one especially, I think the soundtrack was one of its strongest things, I guess.
Yeah, I agree. I guess in that vein, since we're reviewing the soundtracks, I don't know about you, Peter, but the soundtrack for the second one kind of left me wanting a little bit more than the first one.
I agree that I enjoyed the soundtrack of the first movie better, but I just saw the movie yesterday, so I'm still
processing,
mulling over. Yeah, but I'm wondering whether that's because of the song choice. Is that because the tone of this movie was a little bit different?
Maybe.
And so there wasn't as many opportunities to maybe appropriately showcase certain songs in the way that the first one did.
Yeah, that's a good point. Maybe the tone and plot structure of the second film didn't lend itself as well to highlighting the music, where the music almost felt like more of an afterthought than in the first movie.
Yeah, I think if this had been the first movie versus the other way around, I don't think the soundtrack would have really left much of an impact on me. Just because I think it's there because it's continuing that same sort of idea from the first movie. It's not really existing for any other reason.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny, because, yeah, the movie is called Volume 2, which is slightly in reference to the fact that it's that the soundtrack cassette is called Volume 2, because they kind of hinted at it at the end of the first movie when he opened the little cassette tape and it said Volume 2 or something. So you're in your mind, it's like, oh, you know, a bunch more cool new songs. But in that respect, it almost did feel like this soundtrack was like the B-side to the first movie soundtrack. It was a little bit lesser known artists, lesser known songs in general. Some I didn't even recognize. But again, I'm not, it's all 70s music, so I'm not super familiar with all that stuff. I think a lot of it, I think the thing is, and I'm sure they did this on purpose, a lot of the artists they chose were like 70s one-hit wonders. So if you're not from that era where you recognize that kind of the pop one-hit wonder song, you might not recognize it because it didn't hold up, you know, through time.
I mean, overall, I just want to say, like, I don't want to say that the soundtrack wasn't good or that the movie wasn't good. I just think it wasn't... Don't go into it expecting that soundtrack to have the same significance that it did in the first movie.
Yeah, very true. That being said, I guess there are a couple songs that I wanted to highlight in the movie that I thought were decent. One of the first one, the opening song, it's the song that they play during the opening credits. In the first movie, it was, oh my God, I'm totally spacing now.
Was that Come and Get Your Love?
Yeah, it was Come and Get Your Love, which was by far my favorite song in that soundtrack. Even though I never heard of the band, I just really liked that song for some reason, and it stuck with me. With this one, the song that they opened the movie with, this isn't really a spoiler, but it's Mr. Blue Sky by Electric Light Orchestra, and when it was playing, they have this adorable opening sequence where it's like Baby Groot dancing around, and the camera's focused on him, and then there's all this action going on around him, but he's kind of oblivious to it, yeah, because he's just dancing and having fun. But yeah, the song Mr. Blue Sky, I've recognized that song instantly when it was playing. But the funny thing was, for my entire life up until me looking this up, I thought that was a Beatles song, and it is not. It is by Electric Light Orchestra, who I'm not really familiar with at all, to be honest. I've heard of them. I know they exist. I don't know how much of a one-hit wonder they are, but yeah, I like this song. It's just funny because I was always under the impression this was just another Beatles song because it sounds so Beatles-like.
That didn't really cross my mind when I heard it, but I can see how you would have thought that.
It's a good song. I think it was fitting.
No, yeah, I was actually about to say, I think, if anything, in this movie, this was like the closest music sequence there was to the first one, just because it was an upbeat song that was kind of interwoven with fun, humorous action, which is what these movies are known for. Whereas having just seen it, on the top of my head, I can't think of any other instances in the movie that was quite like that. So I might be wrong, though. I'm trying to think.
There was one instance, possible spoilers, letting you know. There was the one instance with Yondu and Rocket in the spaceship where Yondu has his little arrow flying around. And that was like,
yeah. Okay.
I don't want to say a gruesome scene, but it was very action packed. And over that scene, they were playing Come a Little Bit Closer by Jay and the Americans. Never heard of the song, but it sounds very much like that kind of... It sounds like La Bamba to me. I almost thought it was the same guy, Richie Valens. But it's that kind of Latin-influenced stuff that was really popular in the 70s. I've vaguely heard of the band Jay and the Americans, but I couldn't tell you anything about them.
I've never heard of them, but... Yeah, given that scene, yeah, okay, I'll give you that. That scene did actually slip my mind, but it was probably one of the better ones.
Yeah.
In that movie, that was pretty cool.
No, that...
I think we should hear a short clip of that song.
Come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man. So big and so strong.
Yeah, just the scene, because you guys know if you've seen the first movie that Yondu has like this magic arrow that he whistles and it flies around. Well, he uses it to gruesome effect to basically slaughter, spoiler, everyone in this ship that they're imprisoned on, and it was a really cool scene.
So like a couple hundred people.
Yeah, it was a really cool scene. They had like slow motion shots, and the arrow has like a light trail that it leaves when it flies around, so you see like this spiraling trail. Mm-hmm. Going through people, and it's really cool.
Speaking of light trails, I noticed just aesthetically the use of like rainbow colors and neon lights and stuff in this movie all over the place.
Yeah, it definitely had a very bright palette that I even more so than the first movie that I thought was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Some of it seemed a little unnecessary, but like the beginning opening scene with that giant tentacle monster thing, it like vomited rainbows or something. I'm just like, what is going on?
Yeah. The only song I can think of that was like prominently, or at least repeatedly mentioned, was Brandy.
Brandy, You're a Fine Girl by Looking Glass.
Yeah.
No, that was a plot. That was a big plot point, actually. Kind of a big plot point in the movie between Kurt Russell's character, the father, and Chris Pratt's Star-Lord.
I like that song.
No, it was
I mean, good. It's not one I listen to a lot, but I like that song.
Again, probably semi one-hit wonder in the 70s. I think this band especially was kind of a one-hit wonder because Peter Quill's character at some point in the movie says, like, this is, you know, the greatest poetic song ever written. So I think that was kind of a bit of a dig because it's probably not a super famous song.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm looking at Spotify now, looking at the playlist of the album, and that particular song comes from a album called Radio Hits of the 70s.
There you go. Yeah, I know that was kind of one of those fairly well-known, probably one-hit wonder songs.
Yeah, yeah.
If I were to guess. So probably a lot of people watching it are familiar with it. They say Brandy, you're a fine girl.
No, it's a good song, good band. I've, again, never heard of them. But
Other than this song.
But one of the artists they mentioned that I have heard of is Sam Cooke. And they actually kind of make mention of him. There's a cute scene between, spoiler alert, between Gamora and Peter Quill, where he's playing Sam Cooke. And he says something like, oh, Sam Cooke like was one of the greatest earth singers ever, and they dance to the song for a moment, and then they get in a fight. I don't know, whatever. But I don't, I thought it was cool that he kind of called him out specifically because I love Sam Cooke. The song that they were playing in that scene was his song Bring It On Home to Me, which is definitely one of his most famous ones. It's a very danceable song.
I mean, not a party danceable song.
No, like slow dance.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the ultimate. It's like slow dance prom song. Leaving me behind. Baby, bring it to me. Bring
your sweet loving. Bring it on home to me. Were there any other songs that were notable to you in the movie?
I would say as far as ones that I recognized or that I thought were poignant to the plot. I guess maybe both. The last really notable one, and this is definitely a spoiler. So if you haven't seen the movie, pause or turn this off. You're probably not even listening, anyways. is the song by Cat Stevens, Father and Son, that they play.
Oh yeah.
At the end of the film, spoiler, Yondu dies, the blue guy, and they have this like. Ravager funeral going on for him where all the different Ravager clans show up and they shoot off fireworks on other ships. Really cool scene. Really emotional. And they're playing the song Father and Son by Cat Stevens, which is especially notable because Yondu was kind of a father figure to Peter Quill. There's a line in the movie that like totally like just wrecked me where he's saving Peter. And after Peter basically just killed Kurt Russell's character, who's his dad, and Yondu says, like, he may have been your father, but he ain't your daddy. And I was like, oh, yeah. Emotions.
Yeah, there were some emotions.
Yeah, that was a pretty powerful scene in that movie. I didn't expect his character to perish, since I think he was one of the more liked characters in the canon, whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, that song was really kind of a good capper to that whole emotional scene. We'll play a little clip of it for you guys. Father and Son by Cat Stevens. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. The one thing that I'm going to say disappointed the fuck out of me with this movie is before the movie came out, they released the soundtrack list, and I just happened to see an article that was mentioning it, and I was so freaking excited because one of the songs they listed on the soundtrack was Flashlight by Parliament, which we've talked about extensive times in the show, probably like the the godfathers of funk, along with James Brown. And I was so stoked to hear the song in the movie, and they fucking just played it in the credits. I was so pissed. Like, even, like, when the movie ended, yeah. I was like, wait a second, where's Parliament? I want to hear Parliament. And then they played it in the credits, and I was like, are you fucking kidding me? You couldn't find any place in the movie that that song would fit. You had to, like, put it as some shitty credit song that no one's going to pay attention to because they're waiting for the cutscenes. I don't know. That annoyed me.
I didn't know what any of the songs were going into the movie.
I thought I texted you that Parliament was going to be in there.
Oh, you might have, but I had completely forgotten.
Good job, Peter.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate that they had that in there, but yeah, I agree that it was a little disappointing that it was in the credits and not in the actual movie.
Yeah. I don't know. That annoyed me.
I think actually that one could have possibly worked, although maybe not, in that Yondu killing everybody scene.
I was just thinking that. That's funny you said that.
Like, that would have been kind of sweet.
Yeah, that would have been cool, especially since he has a glowing arrow thing that kills people. That would have been cool.
It's kind of like a flashlight.
Exactly. The only other song I want to mention, because it gets played a handful of times in the movie, not just once, is the song The Chain by Fleetwood Mac. That's one song that a lot of people are going to recognize. And it's a really good song. It's kind of bluesy sounding. Fleetwood Mac's album Rumours was like the MJ album of the 70s, basically. It was like one of the biggest selling albums of that decade. So that's one of the few songs that anyone, regardless of generation, will recognize. And they played a handful of times in the movie. It's a cool song. It's one that I thought actually was a good fit for the whole feel they were going for, I guess. So yeah, we'll play a little clip of The Chain by Fleetwood Mac.
So unless you have any more, I think we kind of
ran the gamut. Yeah. There's.
Yeah.
I mean, none of the songs on this, on their soundtrack were bad. It was just some were more were less recognizable than others. Whereas the first album, I recognized almost every song that they played.
Right.
Even the couple that I didn't like, "Come and Get Your Love," really ended up sticking with me after the movie. And I think that's maybe the little bit of the difference is. Yeah. The songs in this movie that I didn't already recognize didn't stick with me afterwards. So.
Well, kind of repeating something I said earlier was that I'm thinking that maybe the memorability of some of these songs was their context in the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
And so knowing that, you know, there's fewer scenes that are more, that kind of use music to make them more impactful.
Mm-hmm.
I think that plays into it. But that being said, I think from a plot standpoint, I appreciate that. Like, I'll let them make that sacrifice for the music, because I did come out of that movie, like, appreciating some of, like, the more emotionally mature parts of that movie that, like, you don't necessarily see in other big action movies. Like, I had a lot of appreciation for that. So, because of that, I think that probably, you know, plays into it a bit.
Mm.
But if it's going to be sacrificed for something, I would be okay with it being that.
True. Yeah, I mean, don't get us wrong. I think we both agree that The Guardians 2 was a really good movie. And in some ways was better than the first. But other ways, it fell a little bit flatter. So I'd say overall, I give the movie like an 8.5 out of 10. Whereas the first one is like 10 out of 10 all the way. It's probably one of my favorite Marvel movies. I mean, that was our kind of pseudo review of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, as well as its soundtrack. If you liked it or hated it or just want to shit all over us, both metaphorically and physically, you can let us know on our Facebook page at facebook.com/getyourfunk. You can also annoy us on SoundCloud. We're totally gonna get more listeners through this. You can find us on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/getyourfunk. where we post our latest episodes and you guys can comment. Our back catalog is on mixcloud.com/getyourfunk as well as Google Play. So if y'all have Android phones or Samsungs that explode, you can check us out on there as well. We're not on iTunes because they're stupid and boo to iPhone, I guess. I don't know.
For some reason, iTunes won't accept our podcast feed, so I don't know.
It's probably just like you have too few listeners. It's not worth our bandwidth. So yeah, go check out that movie. It's been out for like 2 weeks now, so if you go, it's probably not as busy. Go check it out. It's a good Marvel movie, and it's an appreciated sequel, I guess. So, okay.
Bye.
I love you.